This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
An absolute display of heroism and bravery by the Nashville Police Department yesterday as they encountered and put down the shooter and saved countless lives. And I am just so incredibly impressed and proud and inspired by their bravery. And welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Real pleasure for me to welcome to the show James Smallwood. James is the president of the Nashville Fraternal Order of Police, Andrew Jackson Lodge Number 5. He's also the treasurer for the National Fraternal Order of Police. James, thanks so much for joining me here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. Thanks for having us on.
I saw you on Fox News as well. You did a tremendous job. James, your fellow officers, you and each and every one of them, my God, the heroism, the bravery, the courage.
Well, thank you, Rich. It really means a lot to hear that from you. I got to tell you, watching firsthand, I saw my colleagues charge into the danger while they were taking fire on, and it was just such a proud moment for me to see that everything that we train for, everything that we have always committed to, come into fruition. And it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And, you know, I can't imagine being one of those family members waiting on the other line. But, we're just so proud of our officers. They did everything they could. And they went in there and they stopped the threat. And that's what we're trained to do. And that's what we did.
So you do actually train for these kind of scenarios then?
Yeah, absolutely. Every single police officer is trained to mitigate the threat and deal with a mass shooting from various different scenarios. And the lessons we've learned over the years, especially since Columbine, are when there's an active shooter, you go in there and you stop the threat and you don't wait. You get in there and you push the envelope and you get it done. And that's exactly what these officers did. When you watch the body camera, you can see them. They keep encouraging each other. Keep going. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get up there. And as soon as you hear on that body camera the gunfire ring out, those officers start running towards the gunfire without hesitation. They stop clearing rooms and they start running towards the gunfire. And like I said, just so impressive and so proud of their actions.
Yeah, that's exactly. I watched that body cam footage over and over and over again today. I just couldn't take my eyes off it. And yeah, that's exactly right. As soon as they heard, I hear them yell, shots fired, and they run towards it. They just go. I mean, that's the courage, the bravery. Police in this country, they run towards the gunfire. And God only knows how many lives they saved, James, by doing that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with some folks here yesterday after, you know, everything kind of boiled down. And we were talking about that. You know, there's no other profession in the world, with the exception of our brave men and women in the United States military, where people actually run towards the danger. When they hear gunfire, they go running towards it. And the law enforcement officers, they take a stand. They do that. They do it nobly. And they're proud of their profession. And unfortunately, we live in a world where there are far too many people who are ready to criticize those actions instead of understand them. And now we're in a position where we have to show people that there's value in policing. And when you look at this, there's absolutely no question. You cannot question that you have to have law enforcement ready to go, ready to serve, and ready to charge in when people need them the most. And yesterday was a perfect example of that.
Where does that courage come from? Because most people run away from gunfire. Where does that courage inside a police officer come from, James?
Well, that's a great question, and if I knew the answer to that, I think I don't know if I was the person that could answer that question. I think we'd all have our retention and recruitment problem solved. But it certainly takes a special person who wants to do this job. You have to have a servant's heart. You have to have a make the world a better place, and know that you may not make it home at the end of the shift, but everything that you did was to make the world a better place and make it safer. And that's where it comes from. You have that desire, that inner desire to make sure that those folks that are innocent, that need protecting, that need somebody to stand the line between good and evil, are going to have that savior, or that somebody that will run towards them when they need it the most. And I think that's where we all get our courage from, because we know that somebody needs us and we're there to help.
James Smallwood is with me. James is a police officer in Nashville. He's the president of the FOP in Nashville. You tweeted out, and I followed you on Twitter, @James_FOP. When you listen to the body cam footage, and I just retweeted it again, and the cops are saying, keep pushing. Every single Nashville police officer on that scene had the same mentality yesterday. Keep pushing until the threat is gone. And you say, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we will always come running and keep pushing until we stop the threat. And yet, as we talk about this, and I know because you are the treasurer of the National Fraternal Order of Police, there's still so many people that just want to vilify police officers. Our mutual friend, Captain John Hoyt, Philadelphia FOP Lodge 5, those guys had to deal with an incident over the weekend, of a traffic stop with a guy with a gun, and the cop did everything right, but was still vilified by city council members, looking to grandstand. I mean, this is what cops have to deal with each and every day on the job, in addition to risking their life.
Well, you're absolutely right. The sad truth is, as we've seen, and in perfect example over the last 24 hours, that the men and women of law enforcement are literally willing to lay their lives down to help another. They're willing to run into the gunfight, to take fire as they go in to stop a threat. And unfortunately, there are folks in public office or in public eye that would rather find a way to politicize the police and use them to advance their cause or their narrative or their agenda. And in the process, they villainize and they demonize the very good people who are out there willing to serve the community in this capacity. And it's a shame. Anybody that does that to advance their own agenda rather than to show the truth and promote reality, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. We all have to take a step back, recognize that there are times when we have to take a breath and realize what the facts of the circumstances of a situation are before we draw a conclusion. And if you're in the public eye and you're in public office and you're not even willing to listen to facts before you start spewing your rhetoric, then it's time for you to resign. It's time for you to step away, because you're not helping your community. You're hurting it. And as long as there are good men and women out there who are willing to charge into the danger to help others, we should be cognizant of that fact.
Yeah, well said. So well said. James, when you talk to your fellow officers, the ones who went into the building yesterday, who breached the school and then ultimately took down the shooter, how are they all doing today?
It's interesting. We all prepare for this kind of mentally, like how we're going to deal with these things. And then I talked to both of those officers. They are doing well, but they like we've said so many times already, they ran into a gunfight and they saw things that normal human beings should never see. And those things have been burned into their memories forever. They'll never unsee those things. So those are traumatic incidents, and the actions they had to take even delivered more trauma. So they're going to have to kind of unpack those boxes and work to decompress as they deal with the psychological and physical impacts and ramifications of everything that has taken place. But I can tell you that as the national FOP has taken, so has the local FOP here in our police department. We have a phenomenal behavioral health program and a wellness division. And we're giving them every possible resource we can think of to make sure that they'll be, not only will they be stronger when they get back, but they'll be ready to come back and serve the community again.
And that's Metro Nashville Police Officers Michael Collazo and Rex Engelbert. Am I saying their names right?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I mean, they just...
Heroes of the day.
God. I mean, absolutely. And everybody across the country is just so grateful these guys were there, and hoping that every cop will show the kind of courage in a moment like that. But you're right, these guys are going to have to deal with that now. It's a lot, and I can only imagine they overcame their fear. But I watched that body cam footage, and it's it's terrifying to think they turn a corner, they turn a hallway, it could have been a shot coming right towards them. And that has to be going through their head every single second.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, while these two are the officers that we're focusing in on, I want to make sure that we also pay attention to the fact that every single officer that responded to that scene, because when you watch the body camera, you see officers that are in the building holding doors or watching hallways, keeping the building secure as they progress through. Every single officer out there that responded performed phenomenally. They did their jobs. They did what they were supposed to, what they were trained to, and they did it flawlessly. So, and to add to that, you know, the men and women who worked within that school, the teachers, certainly the actions they took to get those kids housed in the classrooms helped prevent further loss of life and further injury. So everybody that was out there, they're all heroes. They all did everything they could, and we have to commend everybody that did everything they could to save lives and prevent further violence.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because, yeah, you do see a number of cops in the video, in addition to the two whose names we all know now. And each and every one of those officers is a hero. I mean, they all worked as a team. They worked as a team together, and they took down the shooter. So it was flawless as far as I could tell.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, I still have you, James Smallwood, before I let you go. How important is it to train for this and for schools to be prepared for this without traumatizing kids and without, you know, I mean, what's the best way to do that? I've got three kids in school. I, like every other parent, you know, you always hope it never happens in your town, but you also hope to God that the officers who would have to respond are ready for it and that the kids will know what to do and the teachers will know what to do. What's the best way to prepare for that?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. It's a careful balance we have to strike. There's the stress that we want to avoid putting on our children in schools. There's the trauma we want to avoid them going through that's unnecessary. But at the same time, we want to make sure they're prepared. We want to make sure that they can identify and recognize those threats when they see, hear, or smell them. We want to make sure that they know what to do when those things occur. They can get into the classrooms and lock down. We want to make sure our schools are equipped to deal with these things, whether it be locks on the doors or you know, various other opportunities to make sure that we're secure. And there are a lot of organizations out there who are offering these trainings to our schools. And I can tell you that this Covenant School received that training just a year ago, if I remember right, and what I've read. So I have to say that a lot of the training that they received there has to be attributed to the fact that these teachers recognized what they were hearing. They reacted to what they recognized. They got those kids housed in the classrooms and protected them to the best of their ability. And again, gave the officers the ability to get into the building, stop the threat, and limit any further loss of life. And those two things put together are crucial to make sure that our kids stay safe and that our schools remain safe places for our kids.
Well, listen, my friend, God bless you. Thank you for your hard work, not only in Nashville, but also with the National Fraternal Order of Police as well. You are a great guy, and you know, any friend of Captain John Hoyt's is a friend of mine, so it's an honor to have you on the show today, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
James Smallwood, Nashville Fraternal Order of Police, Andrew Jackson Lodge number 5. Stay safe, my friend. Please thank every single one of the officers for all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Scioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.